Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The calendar still says fall, but it feels like the winter of our discontent in the minds of most Americans. Let's check the forecast with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, it's too soon to gauge reaction to yesterday's announcement by the Obama administration allowing health insurers to continue temporarily the sale of canceled policies. But what are attitudes in general around the Affordable Care Act?
Well, they had been holding fairly steady through October, which was remarkable in our poll and other polls. That is, the attitudes had not become more negative. But now that we've moved into November, all of a sudden that's changed. A couple of polls, including ours here at Gallup, have now shown a decided shift to the negative on views of the Affordable Care Act. Our latest survey, which was a few days ago, 55% of Americans have a unfavorable attitude towards the Affordable Care Act, 40% a favorable attitude, and that's the most negative that we have measured since we've been measuring it in this direction. So clearly all of the discussion, all of the news coverage, all of the problems is taking a toll on the image of the overall ACA in the eyes of the average American.
And is that shift south specifically due to the glitches regarding enrollment?
You know, that's a good question. To get at that, we ask Americans who disapprove that 55%, all right, tell us in your own words why you don't like the Affordable Care Act. And the top two mentions, Dave, don't have anything to do with these glitches. It's more philosophic. 37% of those Americans who disapprove of the Affordable Care Act say it's because it represents government interference in forcing people to do things. That's that kind of philosophic big government intrusion argument against it. And 21%, which is the second most frequently mentioned explanation, is that it increased cost, actually makes healthcare less affordable rather than more affordable. So neither of those have to do with the glitches. But then following that, sure enough, Americans who disapprove are mentioning the glitches. The respondents themselves lost their insurance. Some of the people we talked to were in that category. It's a big mess. It's not working. It wasn't well planned out website issue. So clearly that's part of it. But I would say the objection still remains more philosophic than practical.
How about those who favor Obamacare? Do they substantiate their decision?
Yes, they do. And they are mirroring back the underlying rationale for the Affordable Care Act in general. The most frequently mentioned explanation for why people approve of it is it makes health care more accessible to more people. And I think that was its fundamental reason for being. Other people say they approve of it. They like the Affordable Care Act because it's right that everybody should be able to have insurance. It provides more options. It controls cost. That's the word affordable in the title. And some Americans feed that back to us. Others who approve say it covers people with pre-existing conditions. Something needed to be done on health care and other mentions along those lines. So clearly Americans who approve of it for the very reasons that Obama and others who supported it have given for why it needed to come into existence back in 2010.
Put it all together, is health care the top problem?
It is not. It is still dysfunction in government. And we talked about it last month in October when we were in the middle of the shutdown. That for the first time in history, going back to the Depression, dysfunction in government became the most important problem facing the country, and it remains so this month, although down some, but health care is the second most important problem facing the country, including people who say it's problems with the new Health Care Act. Following that, in third and fourth place, are the old standbys, the economy and jobs, and then the fifth most important problem, according to Americans, is the federal deficit.
Do Americans target the Obama administration specifically, Congress, equal opportunity, blame gets shared all around?
Well, Congress is clearly in much worse shape than the president. 9%, Dave, how's that for a number?
That's 9?
9%. Good number. That is the official job approval rating for Congress this month in November. And a little drum roll here, that is the lowest in Gallup's history of almost 40 years of asking Congress job approval. Obama's job approval rating stays in the low 40s, so that's not great for the president, and that's been coming down. But when you compare the two, Congress is much worse off than the president.
Help me explain this disconnect. 9% approval for Congress, and yet, come next November, it's likely that most will be voted back in.
That's right, and a lot of people talk about that. Many reasons for that, Dave. One is districts. You know, so many of the districts now are highly partisan one way or the other. It's very difficult for a representative to get knocked out, at least by a member of the other party. Second is that people like their representative in Congress more than they like the institution. I think if you interview a lot of members of Congress, they would say, yes, yes, Congress is terrible, but my constituents like me. And that's true in our data, that most people have a lot more approval of their particular representative than they do Congress as an institution. So you put all that together and you end up with most incumbents getting reelected, even though overall Americans have utter disdain for the institution of Congress as it stands and is working today.
Frank, we are 1 week out from the assassination of President Kennedy. How is he regarded in the pantheon of modern presidents?
It's really fascinating to us here at Gallup because we just updated this. We asked Americans, all right, how will history judge each president, as you say, modern president, from Eisenhower through Obama? We read them one by one, and guess who's on top? John F. Kennedy. 74% of Americans right now in 2013 say history will judge him or is judging him as outstanding or above average. That's by far the most positive of any of the presidents since Eisenhower. Reagan comes in second, but only 61%. Say history will judge Reagan as outstanding or above average. Then it's Bill Clinton in third place at 55%, Eisenhower at 49%, and then all the other presidents are well below that. But still, some 50 years later, after he died from his 1,000 days in office, Americans continue to say history, most Americans say history is judging and will judge JFK as an outstanding or above average president.
Frank, I'm still unsettled on this, so I'll put it to you. Did Lee Harvey Oswald act alone?
30% of Americans say yes. 61% of Americans say no. It was a conspiracy. There were others involved. And the rest, modestly, 10% say they don't have any idea. Now, that conspiracy percentage, 61%, is actually down at some points between 1963 and now. We had measured this and had up to 80% of Americans who thought it was a conspiracy. So the conspiracy theorists out there are less frequently found in our surveys than in the past, but still the majority of Americans say, no, no, we reject the Warren Report. There was more than just Lee Harvey Oswald involved in that shooting. We did ask, Dave, who? First time we've asked this. We said, all right, in this way, who was involved? The mafia was number one. Number two was the U.S. federal government itself involved somehow in killing JFK. Number three, the CIA. Number four, Fidel Castro. Number five, special interest, then political groups, the Ku Klux Klan, and 3% say it was LBJ. And I mention that specifically because there's a new book out where the author is alleging that there's a lot of proof that LBJ was behind the assassination of John Kennedy some 50 years ago in his home state, LBJ's home state of Texas. But just 3% of Americans who think there was a conspiracy say that it was LBJ. They're more likely to say it was the mafia.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.